We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Friday, the 22nd day of the month of June, as we are now into a summer weekend. Yankees hit the road as they go visit their winter home down there in Tampa. The Mets home against the Dodgers, limping home 10 under 500 off the losses in Colorado. We have plenty to do today with the draft. We'll have representatives on from both the Knicks and the Nets. We'll have the Net coach, Kenny Atkinson, 3:30. We'll have the Knicks guys on after a little late, like 4:30-ish, about that, after last night's draft. You know, I was thinking about this. I don't know the answer. I just asked Mons to see if he could find it. You know, three teams in the American League with 50 wins on June 22nd. I can't remember it. Maybe it's happened before, but that's three teams playing that well. Astros, the Red Sox, and the Yankees all have 50 wins. Now, as an example, the top team in the National League with wins is 44. Three teams with 50 wins. I mean, that is a lot of wins as you hit really a week before July, you know, 10 days, 9 days before July. I mean, that is an enormous amount of wins right now, as the Yankees have done it in the fewest games. The Red Sox and the Astros both 50-26. The Yankees 50-22. So, but 50 wins at this early juncture, very, very impressive. All three teams headed towards 100 wins. It may take 100 wins, obviously, to win the East. It's shaping up as that kind of year. Red Sox will be here next weekend after the Yankees go visit the Phillies after Tampa. And then they'll come home, get a day off, and then the Red Sox will be in town next weekend. I think they're all night games. I think Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are all night games in that series, as you would expect. So that's where we are. Now we move to the Knicks. You know, I think the fans at the draft have an image that they think they have to protect, that they have to, you know, make sure they react so that the Knicks fans, they were crazy. How could you, in any with any thought process, using any part of your gray matter, how could you possibly boo the Knicks for not taking a guy who you have no idea what kind of shape he's in? And every team passed on him all the way to somebody finally said, you know what, we're going to take a flyer on him. We know Porter has talent. Now, I don't know if he's as good as some people were making him out to be, where he could be the best offensive player in that draft. That might be a little steep. But we know he's got talent. We also know he's got a bad back. And backs in sports, you don't mess with. You don't. When a guy's got a bad back, you run the other way. They don't get better. That's all there is to it. They are, at best, chronic. And here's a kid who would not be forthcoming with medical information, admitted to recent back spasms and hip problems, would not work out. I mean, what else you want? You can't, if you're the Knicks, think about it. You can't draft that guy. There's no way with what's going on with their franchise. Listen, if you're Golden State, if you're a team that's had some success, you know, if you're a team that's, you know, got a secure situation, you can draft them. Take a flyer. You're the Knicks. You can't take that guy right now. Whether you like him or not, you just can't go near him. There's just too much there. that you just don't know about. And we'll see how it works out. Okay? I mean, there's always guys in the draft that you're going to pass on and you're going to say, oh, I had a shot. Well, we all know that. That happens in every draft. That's why guys get drafted and become stars who were free agents or drafted late rounds or whatever it might be. I mean, that happens all the time. It's not anything new. So we know that happens. But you can't boo them for not taking Porter. I mean, that didn't make any sense. You want to get into the Bridges-Knox thing? I thought in their own way, compared to Porter, they were very safe picks. I thought in their own way, they were safe picks. Bridges was a guy who I've watched him a lot. There are a few players I've seen more. We know what he does well. We know what he doesn't do well. He is a small forward who's a catch-and-shoot guy, who's a great kid, and he can catch it and shoot it. That's his strength. He'll give you what he has defensively. He is not a great rebounder. He's not great off the dribble. He is a great catch-and-shoot guy with unlimited range, and he got better each year, and he comes from a winning program. We know that. Well, if you come from Kentucky, you also come from a winning program, and you come from a place where you got to compete every day just in practice because there's so much talent there. Now, one kid is a lot more developed than the other. One's a baby. One, you know what he is. He's already grown up. The other one, he's a baby. He's going to get much bigger. He's a guy that actually can play the two at this size. And this is a kid who stands, you know, without jumping off the ground, can reach 9 feet. He's got that kind of wingspan. So he's going to get bigger. He's a baby. He's not even 19 years of age. He is clearly offensively a work in progress. There's no question about it. He's going to be a multi-positional guy. He could someday be a guy who plays some four, plays three, guards twos. It could be all that stuff. Is he as pronounced, as developed as Bridges? No. Do I think one is an outrageously better pick than the other? Not really. I mean, you know, I had my eye on another guy all night, but I knew he wasn't. I knew they weren't going near him at nine because, you know what, that takes a, again, you're new. You're going to take the guys that people have slotted in. You're not going to take a flyer. I mean, I said all along, I won my bet with someone because I said that Dante would go before 20. And I was wondering if I'd win. I thought the bet was 20. And wound up winning it as he went on, was it 17? Is that what he went to Milwaukee? It was 16. What was Milwaukee? 16 or 17? I think 17, right? I'm pretty sure it was 17 to Milwaukee. I know it's Milwaukee, but I think it's 17, if I remember right. It was either 16 or 17, Milwaukee. Wasn't Phoenix 16 and Milwaukee 17? Is that what it was? Was that what it was? Right, 17, right? Milwaukee?
Yeah,
17. Who was 16?
16 was the Suns.
Suns, what I thought, right. Suns was 16, they were 17. Right, okay. Because I was thinking, I knew the Suns wouldn't take him. Then I said, I think it could go as early as 17, and that's when he went, 17. So that was the player I liked. I think he's going to be really good. I know people are, you know, even made a thing today about it. This is a guy who didn't even start, and look where he gets drafted. Well, that's because he was on a championship team, number one. Number two, he's a kid that they turned into an, you know, electric six man. But if you know that team and you know this kid has a world of talent. A world of talent. If he was 6'7", he would have been at the top of the draft. He's 6'4", so they slot him as a two guard and say, he's only 6'4". He doesn't have the longest arms, and they get into all that stuff. You know what? This kid's a basketball player. And he is a scoring guard. He is not a point guard. But he's electric. I mean, and what you like about him is how fierce he is. He's won everywhere he's ever been. And you know what? He went to the combines. He wasn't even in the first round when he went to the combines. Went to the combines, had a great first day, had the highest, the top vertical leap of anybody there. And they told him to shut it down. You can only hurt yourself. Then the second day was the competition. And he said, I'm here to play. The second day, he outdid the first day. That's the kind of kid you like. But I knew that was going to be too risky for them. Way too risky. But I just had thoughts of seeing a kid that exciting playing here all the time. I thought it would have been fun. He would have become a hero at the Garden. Didn't happen. So did they make a safe pick? Listen, they picked a talented kid who's going to grow into his body, who's going to be a multi-positional player, who they can they think they have a coach now who will develop players. They think because he's 18 that he's coachable. He's a guy who can be developed. Does he have to be developed? Yes. He is a very raw product. There's no question. He's 18 years old. So that's where they went. I thought, listen, they weren't going to take Porter. They were only going to take Bridges or Knox. It was pretty much that. I don't think there was another guy they were contemplating at that moment. And they took Knox. Would I have been okay if they took Bridges? I would have been okay if they took Bridges. I would have been fine with that. I think he would have helped them too. I feel bad for him getting traded after he was so excited to go to the Sixers. And the NBA's got to do something about that because it looks pretty stupid to have guys in the wrong cap sitting there. Here's a kid who does a feel-good story on TV with his mother who works for the Sixers. And then 5 minutes later, the kid's traded to the Suns. You can't have this. You got to have a better organization. Plus, the NBA has got to figure out a way with ESPN to stop people from leaking the picks early. I mean, they should be able to. Those are not big things. You should be able to handle both those things. And they do a terrible job of both because the picks are leaked everywhere before they're picked. And these stupid trades, which the way they do them, you draft guys, then trade them off these teams. It's dumb for the fans. You got all these pictures of all these guys with the wrong teams, wrong hats. They just did interviews. Hey, these guys did interviews with the wrong hat on when you knew they were traded. It just doesn't make any sense. It looks like the league doesn't know what the hell it's doing. I mean, I got to be honest, the league looks really stupid with this stuff. They look really dumb to have guys in the wrong hats having interviews for teams they're not going to. So it doesn't make any sense. Straighten that out, do the trades in real time, and deliver them in real time. That's all there is to it. This idea of not announcing the trades, announce them. Hey, this team made a trade for this player. This team's on the clock. Case closed. Move on. It's not that complicated. Put everything in real time. What they're doing now is dumb. That Bridges thing was ridiculous. You got him and his mother up there crying. You got all, I can't believe I'm going to be playing in Philly. It's a dream come true. My mom works for the franchise, blah, blah, blah. Hey, he's traded to Phoenix. That's the dumbest thing I ever saw. Come on. The league, Adam is smarter than that. I mean, I don't know why they look so ridiculous. They look like a train wreck at their draft. You got all these guys in the wrong hats. I mean, it's just silly. Put everything in real time. Trade, fine. Dallas now has their pick. Who are they picking? We move on. It just doesn't make any sense the way they're doing it right now. It really reached the point last night of being ludicrous. As for the Nets, again, we'll have their guys on. We can't talk about Howard because that's against the rules. So, but you know what's going on there anyway, but they can't talk about him. We know what's going on with him anyway. They draft two guys, again, who we know nothing about. So we'll let them talk about him. Nobody knows anything about these guys, as we know. When you're drafting guys from across the world, who knows what they are? We'll see how it all works out. So they make a couple of picks in that regard. The top of the draft, the guys you expected went in the places you thought, that they came off the board the way you thought they would, pretty much. I mean, there wasn't a shock. Was it surprising that Young went five, went that fast? Went three, but went five, but because they, the whole thing, you know what I'm talking about. So are you surprised by all that happening? Not really. Mobamba, no. You thought he'd be in the same spot. Carter, Sexton, they came off the board pretty much like you'd expect. I think, there was no real shockers there. Nothing that was, earth shattering. It was an okay draft. There was a lot of like players after the first couple. I mean, the first kid was going to Phoenix. Phoenix has improved that team now. They're getting better. If the kid turns out, you don't know what a big man's going to give you anymore the way the league is. Bagley, as expected, goes where he does. You expected the next two to come off. Maybe Young went a little higher than you thought he would be. I think he's a little riskier pick than some other people do. I didn't love Young or Sexton. Never loved either one of them. You know, not knocking them, but just not my favorites. So, I mean, so that's where we are. The Villanova had four guys taken, I believe, within 30. I think their fourth of their four guys went 33. I think they went, I think the last two, Brunson and then Spellman went, I think, 32 and 33, if I remember right. I think they were all gone by 33, which was a good showing for the four Villanova guys. Two in the first round and 32 and 33 for the others. So nothing earth-shattering there. Knicks come back with a big kid on the second round. We'll talk about him when we get the Knick guys on. So we'll get all that rolling. We got baseball. We got the Yankees back on the road. We got playing great. We got the Mets coming home, limping home as they get ready to take on the Dodgers. Wood against Wheeler tonight. CC is going to be down in Tampa as the Yankees come off a terrific series with Seattle. Did you find out the last time three teams on June 22nd had 50 wins? Well, no.
So there was only the last, like, 17 years, there was not one.
So there hasn't been one.
The Mariners had 50.
Right. So have we ever had three?
98, I found three teams, but it's not just the AL. The Yanks, Padres, and Braves.
So in the AL, you had three in the major leagues, but not in the American League.
I haven't found
League.
Any, just three in the AL.
And we haven't found three in the AL yet. Last Yankee team was 98, right?
Yes.
That had 50 on June 22nd.
Yanks had 51.
What were the Yankees on June 22nd? What was their record?
98?
Yeah.
51 and 18.
51 and 18.
Braves were 50 and 26.
50 and 26.
As were the Padres.
Wow. Yeah, the Padres, wow. 50 and 26. So, I mean, three in the American League, I can't remember that. I don't know that it's ever happened, but I don't remember it ever happening. I mean, that is amazing to have three at this juncture with 50 wins in the same league. I was looking at that last night. I said, wow, I cannot remember that ever happening. 50 and 26, 50 and 26, 50 and 22 at the same time on June 22nd. That's an impressive showing. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.